Thank you for saying my podcast retains quality and is a good podcast for all to enjoy. And I'm glad you had a bunch of really happy people in the background of your last call-in.
No, man, but in all seriousness, thank you so much for leaving the call-in. I know I'm really late in getting back to you, and I'm sorry. But I want to know what you thought about my latest episode, episode number 75. If you haven't checked it out yet, go ahead and let me know what you thought about it specifically. Also, I'd appreciate it if you'd keep Josiah Snyder in your prayers. I do mention him in the episode, but he's currently in the... He's my friend. He's 17 years old, and his car hydroplaned into a telephone pole, and they put him in a coma. He has brain swelling, broken ribs, broken femur, not doing too well, punctured lung and all that. So pray for a miracle. Pray he'll come out of this feeling healthy, feeling strong. All right, man. See you later. Peace.
What? Okay. All right, so really fast. Let me just tell us. What are your passions? What are your talents?
My passions?
Yeah, what do you like doing? What's your favorite stuff?
My passions are still sports, still football, very much so. Looking forward to the football season starting. Family, spending time with good friends and good drink and family, you know, yeah. What was your question?
Oh, hobbies. Do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies?
My hi, Ella.
Right now, our kids. Taking care of my two kids, and that pretty much takes up most of my time.
That would be a great parody song. Taking care of children every day. Taking care of kids.
How's the podcast going?
Oh, it's going a lot. It's very fun. Yeah. I'm able to document my archives for my future self to listen to someday. So my future self is listening to this someday.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, yeah. I just had to, I'm like, oh my God, this to see all these folks, it's like a great opportunity to like catch up on you guys, find out what you're up to. But holy cow, you're leaving already.
Yeah.
Bought a book.
Our son only got about a 30-minute nap, so.
Oh, gotcha. Real quick, what's your current job, real fast?
It's medical device sales. Still doing that. Been here for 10 years now.
What are the specific medical devices that you mostly sell?
I sell devices for plastic reconstructive surgery.
Oh my gosh!
And wound reconstruction.
Like basically. Plastic hearts?
For wounds, wound reconstruction.
Wounds.
Yeah.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
Give me an example.
So dermal regeneration.
Yeah, what is that?
So if you get an injury, you injure your dermis. We have products that regenerate it for you.
Your skin, your dermis.
The underlayer of your
underlayer of
your skin.
Plastic on the underlayer.
Kinda.
What the heck?
There's more detail to it, but
okay. I know you gotta go, but yeah, gosh, yeah. This is fascinating to me. You're like working in the future, in the present tense.
Yeah.
you're science fiction right now, man. Dude, this is crazy. I had no clue. Oh my God. So you're out of here. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh man. All right. Well, it was good talking.
It's good to see you, dude. All right, man.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Charles Ernest. He won the only Charles Ernest.
He said you're a celebrity.
Oh, yeah?
He was told.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That rumor's been floating around. Apparently, my history precedes myself in some way. I don't know how that happened, but what do you think about... The Hulk here got green shoes to go on with his Hulk shirt.
The color of his underwear.
That's true. That's good. I will be asking him.
He's not wearing anything.
That's right.
It is warm outside.
That's true. Wait, did they disappear without you? Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Oh, God, there you go. All right, take care. Holy cow.
Yeah, dude, I would love it.
I'll be right back.
I will.
You guys, okay, good, since I have you here. All right, so you're on my podcast right now. Just to let you know, this is for my future self to listen to. And for you guys to listen to, should you decide to.
Ella, can you help gather up the cards?
This has become both my... I was just interviewing her earlier.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She told me about her, where she had some crazy bad guys following her around, and she had to take them down, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we killed them.
She's like, yeah, pretty much. And... so I'm basically I'm recording. This is kind of like my journal and my diary. So okay. In the future, okay. I can look back on these things because awesome, sometimes dude. I have a hard time remembering what I did 2 hours ago. You know. So okay, number one, the main question is: is your underwear also green?
No. Not until later tonight.
Not until later
but
tonight.
But I like the way that you pick up the concept of the shoes and the shirt.
Dude, I love it. It's brilliant.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I had to go out and buy the shirt so people wouldn't say anything about my green shoes.
Hulk smash. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, right?
Yeah, you can even dye your beard green, too. And that
well, yes. I do
on St. Patrick's Day.
Patrick's Day.
That's oh right. Yeah, and then maybe go swimming in the green green river.
Now let me ask you a question for your podcast.
Yeah.
What was that crazy stuff that you had made that we drank and burned our brains out when I was living in California?
I love it. We try to make our own at-home absinthe.
Absinthe.
Do you know what absinthe is? So we did what was called the tincture method, where you have to put like thujone. It's I went to this herb store, so I looked online. We got pretty fascinated. We went down the rabbit hole of finding out about absinthe. So we made this stuff, and it tasted like stomach bile. So anytime someone would come by, we're like, want to have a shot? We've made this. This is a liquor that we made. It was made with Bacardi 151. You had to, like, put all the ingredients into the bottle and hide it in the closet for, like, 10 days, and then take it out for 10 days, put it back in the closet.
I never forget. Back and forth. And then the first time that I tried it, I woke up 3 days later off of the ground, and I didn't know my name or where I was until the fourth day.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, he's like, who am I? How did I get here? Am I real? Are you real?
Am I here right now still?
Yeah, am I here right
real
now?
Real big in the 1800s.
Yes. That's right. Oh, yeah. All those artists, all those painters, they loved that.
That's
they flipped
they
out.
Up, yeah.
That's what inspired us. We saw the movie From Hell with Johnny Depp, and they were with Jonathan Depp, and they were always drinking absinthe. And we're like, okay, how do we make this? How do we do this? So, okay, please let everyone know, number one, what's your name, and also, what are your passions and talents? What do you like doing?
Kevin Piemonte. Passion is my family. What I like doing is taking people out for money. I enjoy hurting people, breaking necks, arms, legs in collections. But actually what I enjoy to do is be around family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like to do. I can't tell you this.
You got to balance the one side with the other.
That's right.
Yeah.
The yin and the yang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I like your little black dinghy on the tip of your phone.
Thank you. That's my official microphone.
I love
it. It's my official microphone.
It's official.
Yeah. I won't show you the unofficial one.
I probably don't even need to talk into it as much as I am, but I'm enjoying this portion like I'm being interviewed in a straight on one-on-one.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. This microphone's actually really good. Yes. I can catch
it. It's probably picking up the little mosquito four yards away.
Oh, it really is.
But I enjoy, like, leaning in and talking to it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it feels like you're more in a studio, right?
Yes. Well, more important this way, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Wave to my fans.
Yeah. They see you, all of your virtual fans, they see you right now.
Yes, they love me.
Yeah.
I love you too.
What's the name of your business?
My business is Alliance Creative Group. ACGX is the ticker symbol on the pink sheets.
Oh.
Buy some penny stocks.
Mm.
Please, I need to eat tomorrow.
And then, what are the various things that you print up there?
So we are a printing and packaging company. So we print magazines, brochures, do a lot of display work that can be found in Costco's, Walmart's, Target's. Some we have contracts with, so we can't say names.
You're all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! How did you grow so fast? It's such a short amount of time.
I eat a lot. That's how I grew.
Do when you go out for lunches and stuff, do you put it on the company card?
Yes, I do. But I just go pick a friend and let them eat with me. Yeah. I don't necessarily pay for their stuff, but that way I can write it off.
Oh, that's good. That way you can write it off. Yeah. Is it one of those clean and friendly operations?
No, it's always clean and friendly.
Yeah. Always clean and friendly.
Yeah, we can no longer talk about clean and friendly due to the
pending allegations against us. So,
I miss you, man. We had so much fun.
We did. Oh. That was so crazy.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
I lived out in California for a year, and it was bad. It was great times, though, with him and his brother. It was good times.
You live in Valencia, near the oranges.
Yeah, remember that?
Near the orange groves.
Yeah. Near the orange groves that didn't exist, but I was down there.
That's right. In ye olden days, they had quite a few, right?
Yeah, back in 1820.
Yeah. Yeah, back in 1820, they had plenty of orange groves. So, Paulo, what new band are you in now? You're always in a band.
Nothing right now. In between writing songs, but no band.
What do you usually record stuff on?
Pro Tools. Yeah. Just a standard Pro Tools.
So you got Pro Tools at home?
No, I don't. I have it at a studio that I work through and stuff, but no, I don't have it.
Do you, okay, so do you have GarageBand on any of your...
Yep.
There you go. You can even do...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Get stuff out there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because a lot of bands, if they have nothing more, at least they got that and they can do something with it.
Yeah,
right?
GarageBand's good.
Do you use that to record in the
meantime?
Sometimes,
if I'm writing, if I want to get like an idea before I show it to everybody else I'm playing with... I'll use GarageBand.
So you'll kind of get just get like the sort of the rough version, so you can be like, okay, guys, this is the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more now. It's not like it used to be 20 years ago. You can, I can hit up anybody. They could live in California. I could live in Chicago. Send them a track if they got
brilliant,
an idea.
Brilliant, isn't
boom,
it?
Boom. It
I
was
love
never
this
like
technology.
That before. I know.
Oh, you'll, my God. You can work with people like in Europe and stuff.
It just takes away. There's something to be said for the element when you're in a room with a bunch of guys and the atmosphere and... When you're all playing together, you can kind of pull the energy off each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's good to get, at least you can see if you have a common ground. You're like, okay, that sounds pretty good. Let's see if we should get together. Mm-hmm. You know, you're kind of cutting through a lot of the red tape. But
have you ever jammed with anyone over Skype before?
No. I
did that once, and it was so exciting. He has a whole he had a whole drum set in his house. So he was playing in his garage. I was playing guitar in my bedroom.
Yeah,
I'm just playing my acoustic guitar, and it's blasting through his speakers in there. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
so you could actually have a virtual band, even.
I think Disney has the copyright on a program like that, though, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where they hook musicians together. I can't remember the name, but I should send it to you if I can find it. But, yeah, you can... Like it's like $99 a year, you could set you up with all the different guys. And
whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's all through their stuff, and you're all on the same screen, and it sounds like Skype, but it's a little different. I looked into it; it was pretty cool.
What's the latest project or the last project that you worked on?
Crash the Kingdom. It was all right. I was getting used to again a different style of writing.
I'll see you.
Oh, you're out of here already. Mm-hmm. Dude, it was so good seeing you.
I know.
So good seeing you. Thank you so much for coming out.
No problem.
And Yachtly Crew shall play out here at some point.
I would love to see that. And I will invite as many people as possible.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. So, Crash the Kingdom.
Yeah. So, the difference is, again, I was getting used to a situation where I would sit down in a studio with an engineer, and I had ideas. I would write songs. And then another guy would come in when I wasn't around and lay his tracks down, his ideas. So it was kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It came out a little sterile for me, honestly, a little digital. I kind of like more the raw.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was cool, but I don't know if at my age I'd do it like that again. You know, I would test it. Like we talked about, but
yeah.
I definitely think you got to have a bunch of guys in one room sweating.
Where
I think you can.
That's where the magic really comes from, because you know, like when you listen to all those Beatles playing back in the day, they were in the same room playing that music. There's a different vibe to it, right?
And you can, and maybe somebody else has a better idea or a different idea, and then you can. It's more of an immediate exchange. It's just not. This is what I wrote. You got to play to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of stifling artistically.
Yes.
So yeah, I won't do an entire CD like that again.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. So.
What was the project before that you worked on?
Rockstar Cadaver. That was really fun, really good. Imploded for a bunch of different reasons. Yeah, I'm gonna take all that. All right, bro. That was a fun project. I wish it would have lasted, but. It happens.
And then
it's like Bad Girlfriends, Break Your Heart.
So, where do people hear this music? Is it still out there?
Yeah, all of it's out there. Facebook's got all that stuff, and I think I got a couple of different YouTube pages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not for everybody, and I know that it's a certain type of metal, very politically laced. It's not cookie cutter, so you know, it's not growly though. They're singing. So I do it for fun. I have for years now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it would have been great to be a rock star, but it's just fun to play. Some guys bowl, some guys hunt, some guys fish. I play guitar. That's my hobby, you know, so it's.
Geez, you've been in so many projects throughout the years that I've known you. So, okay, in the one before Rockstar Cadaver, what were you in?
War
Church
Cult,
of something. Oh,
War
no. Oh, War
America,
Cult.
Which was a I played with a lot younger guys, and I wanted to try it, and wow, that was very intense. Speed metal, fun. That was fun, too. And then before that was Church of the Furious.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah, it's Church of the Furious.
And Church of the Furious was the one that we actually got a lot of airplay and stuff. And
really?
Yeah, that was more commercial.
What the heck?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
You got airplay where?
All
on
over,
where?
All over the country.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But certain people in the band had different, they wanted to go to a different direction. And so that project... That project kind of fell apart, and that one really just, that hurt. But it happens. What are you going to do?
Oh, my goodness. Now, what band were you in before that?
Boy, there was a couple that we never had names for. They never got to that point. And the one that you would, well, I don't know if you guys would remember, but from the late 80s into the 90s was Jared Sin. That was a pretty cool band.
My goodness.
But...
You've been in so many of these. You've got so much material out there. What do you think your next project's going to be called?
I have no idea right now. Three Cheers for Tyranny. How about that?
Oh, that's a good one. That's good. That's good. Have you tried to include any of your family members into
they
it? A family
sang on
band?
Stuff when,
you
they,
sang on stuff?
When they were younger, just like little messing around stuff. They're, I don't think they're really into it.
I would.
You would sing on his stuff? That's awesome. Yeah. Look at that. You already got your first member of the family.
Right.
Family band.
I don't think it burns in them like it does with me, you know? And that's fine. Everybody's different, but yeah, they like different stuff. Well, I think she likes
your music.
Yeah, she likes it. I think you like
it
a little bit.
Does. I'm not like it's not that it's bad. It's just not my thing, you know. It's just not my style of
what
music.
What kind of style music do you prefer?
Drake. I don't know. Just like today's top hits, you know, like just hip-hop, pop music. I don't know, that's just kind of what I listen to. I'm not really like into like rock, I guess. I don't know.
If you're in a band or project, what kind would it be in that vein?
I think if I were to make my own music, it would probably be something like Halsey, or you know, I don't know, just kind of like I don't know, what would you call it, like Billie Eilish's music or like Halsey's music. I don't know, just kind of like soft, but like, yeah, I don't know, soft,
top
girly music,
top?
I guess. I don't know. Mine would be more like angelic kind of music, I guess. Not really like
mine
rock.
Mine would be
and...
screamo. I would do that.
Screamo, yeah. That would be an awesome blend. We get this, we get
like
this,
EDM.
And then all of a sudden, wah! And she comes with that, and he's like going,
yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
I mean, like, I like EDM and like stuff like that, but not exactly like... rock and roll.
Holy cow, you could create an entire brand new genre with what you like, with this, with the screamo, and then yours, what are the, what's,
like,
I'm trying
know.
To think,
I'm a lot,
is
I'm,
it like, when you
I
say,
I don't know, EDM, just like, I don't know, like, you know, like Borgor, like Skrillex, like, I like that, but not like, not like rock, not like, you know, not, I don't know.
Electronic dance music.
Like, yeah, I like that, yeah. And then just like basic, just like pop hits. I don't know. That's just pretty much what I listen to. But yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Look at this. You're raising quite, and who knows what this little one might want to be a part of. Holy cow.
Never know.
You never know. So screamo, are there specific bands that you dig that are, that sing in that style?
I like Avenged Sevenfold.
Or scream in that style. Avenged Sevenfold?
I like Avenged Sevenfold. I like Ludo. I like Theory of a Dead Man. All that good stuff. What you like?
Yeah, I like a lot of those bands too. It's more the new style of metal. I guess
like
it was all. Well, yeah. Honestly, it sounds more like a refined Metallica to me. A lot of the newer bands, which is fine. It's good. They got a good hook to it. Good story. I'm trying to think of the other bands that we've listened to.
Falling in Reverse.
Motionless in White.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a family band project in the works right now.
Yeah, that would be
starting
fun.
Today. If you have GarageBand, you can immediately start laying tracks down. You get the EDM stuff going on in the background, you get that, and then he comes in there with that, and she starts screaming, and then you got your soft, soft songs, and oh, that'd be great. Yes. Yeah. Songs about your sweet songs about the baby, and then you're like, I need a bottle now. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. That would be great. And he's like, and then you got some. Yeah, right? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I need a bottle now. You see? Even you can guest star on it. It's awesome. That was great. Nah.
What about your music? What are you doing?
Well, Yachtly Crew. We're singing. Who's this little creature? Hi there. All soft rock hits. All love songs. I never realized. I underestimated the importance of love songs until I joined this band.
Yeah.
Until I started seeing hearts melting and minds exploding out there on the dance floor. It's a lot of like when you're singing. When you got Christopher Cross playing and Michael McDonald and Hall & Oates and Lionel Richie, it's like
it's good
the 70s and 80s. It's like, holy cow. And plus, a lot of these bands, they're not around and they're not playing anymore.
Well, and the other problem is we're missing songwriters like that. I do believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we have songwriters like that. I think there's too much auto-tune and too much fake tune and whatever. And computers, you don't have artists like that anymore.
Those guys are doing the real thing.
Oh my God,
they're really
Barry
actually
Manilow and guys like that. Oh yeah, that's real talent.
And
that's,
it's interesting because now, like, it's because of this whole yacht rock genre that's evolving. You know, now these guys get to be recognized for what they did, and now is the perfect time for them to come out with new albums. I'd say because you know, a lot of these guys just had one hits. And when would you ever get a chance to hear these guys?
Right.
You know, if you go to their band, their concert, you're waiting for that one song.
Right.
So it's neat. It's just,
come on, baby.
It's nice for us to be able to, what's going on? See that? The first song.
Well, I need a bottle now.
Wait, we're going now?
You guys are going?
Oh, you're going now. Oh, they're going now.
We're going to see you tomorrow at Nana's house, okay?
All right, make sure mommy's okay.
Okay, but we're staying.
Yeah, we're going to stay for a little while.
Okay, good.
We'll see
more of these wonderful people to talk to.
Okay.
Speak into the microphone.
Right.
I know how to make a baby stop crying. Just put a microphone up to him. So, pardon me. Can you say that a little bit louder? What's going on? You're so good at that.
Where are you guys staying?
What note? What key are you singing in? Is that the key of, what, F sharp?
That's good, though. You guys are...
But yeah, it's interesting to be able to... Hi, are you smiling or crying? I can't tell. Hi!
Are you guys
there?
Yeah. Look at him.
Wait, you're all out of here? You're all out of here?
Yep, we're gone.
I didn't even get a chance to interview you yet. Okay, so what are your passions, talents? What do you like to do? Before you skedaddle, I'll just do real fast.
I like makeup, you know, being a mom, it's my thing. I'm trying to kind of find my way. I'm not really sure where I'm going right now.
So she was saying earlier that she likes makeup, right?
Makeup and special.
So holy moly, right? Maybe
yep.
It's really, this is just another sign. I think it's time for you to create your your makeup effects company.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, we'll see. I kind of want to go into like maybe be an esthetician, so like facials, stuff like that. I like photography, but there's nothing huge that I'm really trying to do right now. Just focus on being a mom and a new homeowner, stuff like that. So, yep, that's what I got going on.
What's your job?
I work at Olive Garden. I'm a host. But I plan on going to school, hopefully, to be an esthetician by next fall. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean...
Wait, an esthetician. That's the person who gives the...
It's
to put people asleep in the hospitals and stuff?
No, that's an anesthesiologist.
Oh. What the heck is what you're talking about?
Esthetician is like, they're the ones that do like the facials, you know, cleanse your face, your body, stuff like that. Yeah, I'm just into like really good like skincare and stuff like that. So, just making other people feel good about themselves, you know. I like makeup and I like hair, but I think that's more of like my hobby thing. Esthetician, I feel like there's more that goes into it that I would be happier with doing. But yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of living life right now. See where it takes me. But who knows?
You never know what may happen. You just may be joining a rock group with your father.
We'll see. I mean,
electronic rock group.
There's tons of crazy options out there, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what direction I go in.
Ooh, you could do anesthetizations on stage while you're playing.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, right? That would
be. You call people up on stage and you.
Yeah, we'll poke them.
Yeah, you poke them.
Give them a nice facial.
Masks on them.
Yeah, yeah, that would be fun.
That would be great. Then by the end of the concert, you're like,
yeah.
You peel the mask off and they're like, hey.
Hey, at least they look good then.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Get a manicure, a pedicure while you're up there singing.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Might as well. But yeah, I mean. Just beauty, anything with beauty. Yeah, I guess I'm probably just going to go somewhere with that. I do like singing, but I don't know if I'll really go anywhere with that. I mean, I'm not like a singer, but...
Do you sing karaoke?
Yeah, occasionally.
Ooh. What are some of your favorites that you like to pull out when you go there?
Oh. I'm not good with titles. Probably
well,
anything.
What's one of the melodies that you like to sing?
Anything maybe like Demi Lovato. Like, I like strong music. Like, you know, just powerful
Carrie
music.
Before He Cheats.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Who else? Christina Aguilera. I don't know. I just like powerful voices. I don't know. I like karaoke. I guess I could sing anything. I can rap. I mean, well, I don't know. It just depends what kind of night it is.
There you go. You add some rap to it. What do you sing as well?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Lainey, what do you like to sing?
Lainey can rap.
I can rap.
Can rap. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I can rap. She's good.
Oh, I can rap.
Eminem. Even our 10-year-old brother can rap some Eminem. He's
my gosh.
Yep. We could all go hard to it.
Yeah. Yeah. But him, on the other hand, I mean, who knows what this little one's doing.
Well, you put up a microphone, some modulation and distortion on there.
Yeah. We could come up with something.
Nobody would know any difference.
Yep, that's true.
Put him into a playpen up on stage with maybe one of those, like, ear microphones or something,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Just while he's doing Legos or whatnot.
Yeah, we could come up with something good. But, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Holy moly. The whole family is talented. No doubts about that. That's incredible. Oh, my goodness.
We'll see.
Have you, either of you two messed around with playing instruments or anything?
I played the flute for about one day.
Holy cow. Add the flute to the mix.
Yeah. Wasn't really my thing. But, you know, the recorder, fifth grade. That was a good one. Yeah, nope, nothing else, though.
What about you?
The recorder as well. That was good while it lasted.
Yeah.
Up until about fifth grade.
Good while it lasted.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, not too much going on here. We just like beauty, some music, and we'll be happy.
Have you ever had a recorder, what do they call it, recorder sort of battle? You know, like how the, like where there's a guy with the banjo, he's like, ding, 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 and this guy's, ding, 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 ding. Have you ever done that with the recorders?
No, I mean, I'm sure we have at home.
We did good at annoying our mother with
them. Yeah,
definitely. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were definitely good at that, but yeah, nothing else too special with anything.
You're so strong. Yeah.
Guess that's it.
Very good. This is quality. This is quality.
Do you play any instruments?
Yeah. Mainly the ukulele and guitar.
Why did I feel like you would be a ukulele guy? I literally was. I was like, he's a ukulele guy. I didn't know
awesome.
It. I know it.
That's great.
That's cool. What kind? Is it just like kind of like soft beachy stuff, or like what is it? Like,
oh, it's screamo all the way.
I should have expected that.
Somewhere over the rainbow. I just like playing. I just like coming up with. It's interesting. Like when you pick up a ukulele, if you just put your fingers anywhere on there, it's gonna sound good. Have you ever tried a ukulele? Oh my god, dude! I bet you if you hook that up to an amp and you get some distortion pedal on there, oh my god!
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so easy. You know, to play just simple little songs. Holy cow! Before I knew any chords, I was just putting my fingers in random places and just playing it. And go, whoa! That sounds really cool. I like that. And oh yeah, so it's fun.
Yep.
And the keyboards too. Keyboards for this guys. But man, it's so much fun to put stuff together, especially
you,
if you got.
Are you playing every night out there?
Three nights a week. I think. Well, we were doing three nights on weekends for a while. For like a month, we were doing like three nights on each weekend, mm-hmm. And then it transformed to. Here's my beer. I was wondering where that went. Mm. Now it's once a week. I mean, once a weekend. You know, sometimes it changes. It changes, and I mean, sometimes we get a last minute thing where they go, "Oh, next weekend, is everybody available? Hurry up, we got a charity. Can everybody do it?" Oh yeah. You know, so then there's a lot of that stuff going on. I mean, it's crazy because some of our stuff is booked a year ahead of time.
That's awesome, dude.
And
what do you got? 2 hour sets or 3 hour?
Oh my gosh, sometimes like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes they give us a break in between. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't, and then I'm like, oh no. Okay, I just gotta make sure I urinate as much as I can before I go up on stage. Just don't drink anything. I'd actually contemplating like carrying a. Oh, sorry, little fella. I didn't mean to crash into you. Sorry. I contemplate bringing a piss bottle up there on a couple of occasions, just because I'm behind this keyboard. So I'm like, oh my god, can I get away with it? You know, like in between songs. But I don't know. We'll see how that works. maybe
that's
one of those,
good that
like,
you guys are that busy, man.
It's really interesting. But you know, I think like what it is like when you're in a
nice face.
I don't want to say cover band necessarily, but
you're more of a tribute band. You're a tribute to the 70s era love songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is when you get a bunch of songs, a bunch of bands that people have such strong feelings with, where they're harkening back to, you know, their prom.
Sailing,
oh yeah.
Takes me away.
Oh yeah.
Where I've always. Yeah. That, oh yeah. Well, that's good tunes though, man.
Yeah. And
those are.
I frequently call it like it's like putting horses on a carriage, right? Yeah. So you got all these horses that represent, you know. Okay, here's Baby Come Back, you know, and then you got Rosanna, you know, and then you got Sailing, and each of these in their own right, they get a lot of people who are excited.
Oh,
but then when you attach them all in the same thing, and you. And then you play them all.
I gotta go.
Oh my god, you're out of here?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, he keeps saying,
oh
I gotta go.
I know.
You guys are out of here.
Oh. Yes.
Bye, little stinker. I love you.
I will.
All right, we are finally leaving.
Oh gosh, you guys are out here. Bye, little monster.
We got you.
Wait, we're not going, right? We're not going, they are.
We're probably gonna take a little walk by the water.
You can take a walk by the water? Okay, I have more people to talk to. I have more people to talk to.
I love the gypsy outfit, by the way.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Dude, isn't it? I looked at him like, God, it's a gypsy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. No, it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like that gypsy kind of,
oh, yeah.
You call it.
It's like she stepped out of the 60s or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's the belly dancers.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's what it looks like.
The belly dancers. Yeah. Absolutely.
Belly dancer. I'm going to tell her. Except the belly's not exposed.
Right,
it's like
right.
It's almost like... But it is.
Yeah, a belly dancer minus the belly.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. I got to see what these guys are doing.
Or a genie. Hey,
oh, yeah, a genie, too. Also a genie. The gypsy genie. Jenny, where's the, where my shirt was, do you know where that's
we're
at?
We're just helping them out to their...
Okay, but it's still over here?
Yeah, it's still
over here. Oh, good. Oh, good. No. My, Josh and the kids are. Absolutely.
Oh, it feels good.
Dude, you guys, it's so great to see you guys. My goodness. This has been such a wonderful opportunity for me to catch up with everybody and find out, you know, what's going on with everyone, because I don't know how often I get a chance to do something like this.
How long has this been interviewing going on for so far?
Well, this is, I think, the fourth...
Oh, you're doing it in chunks. Okay.
The fourth chunk. Chunk! This is the fourth of the chunk.
Chunk.
Chunk. I'm going to start calling these chunks instead of episodes. I think
episodes
what I'm
saying. Is probably a better
chunk
way
number three.
You might not have good customers.
Alan, I'm telling you, this Anchor, this app is so good. Like, especially with you out there. I'm telling you, I was sounding like, how cool would that be at these shows?
Bye, hon. See you tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Mwah. We're leaving.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you next time. Oh, we'll see you tomorrow. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. What's great about this is that you could do little segments. And so I was imagining, since he's out there at these shows all the time, imagine he could just go up to artists, various artists, and go, oh yeah, what book, please let everybody know, what book are you working on? What are you currently working on? What did you work on in the past? Oh, here's this guy over here. Hey, Stan Lee, can you tell?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
You know what I mean? Like, you can,
Stan Lee just happens to be walking
yeah,
by.
Yeah, oh, there he is.
How much did this cost?
Oh my God, dude, this is a $6 microphone.
Okay.
This is
clear audio and it's
whoa,
good quality.
It's very clear. I cannot believe it.
So you like when I called you on the from the car, you just had the speaker on and this was recording.
Well, when you were talking to me, I
because it sounds like you know it sounds like it's on
the telephone, right?
Yeah, yeah. So but, that, I mean, it still sounded good.
What I did for that was I put you okay. So I had you on the speakerphone here. And then I had a microphone for my laptop, so I recorded you through the laptop, and then I uploaded it to the app, which I do sometimes because there was no other way for me to do that. Now, if you had this app, we could record. That's the other cool thing with this app. If someone else has the app, you can actually record
you dial
through
it. The same call.
Yeah, and okay. you can put like some people have been putting 10 people on at once.
Yeah, everyone just dials in, right?
Yeah, sometimes I get phone calls just like on my phone here from people on Anchor who want to talk with me, and then I'll just pick it up and all of a sudden I'm on the podcast, and it's just a brilliant way of being able to do all kinds of like for your podcast you could totally do something like that where you speak through Anchor, and then when you find other people who are on Anchor. On the podcast, then you say, "Hey, do you want to be? You want to contribute to this podcast in any way?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And then, or they call you up, or you can leave messages for people. Uh-huh. So if I find someone's podcast on there, you can leave up to a minute message on their form. So then they could use that in their podcast if they want, which uh-huh. is great. So every one of my podcasts, I'm using a message that someone else has sent me. Uh-huh. So then I'm like, "Oh, thank you guys. Here's this wonderful sentiment that these people did." Yeah. What I was doing in the beginning was I was going to each of these podcasts and I was just leaving them a theme song. I was just coming up with something off the top of my head. Like there's a girl who does a podcast called Describing a Rock. It's just about her describing a new rock or rocks, you know, each time. And you're like, holy cow, that's amazing. Like sometimes it doesn't necessarily matter what the content is. A lot of times it really just matters the excitement and the passion and the enthusiasm this person has about this particular thing. So she's describing a rock and I thought, okay, I'm going to make her a theme song. So I was just like, oh, describing a rock, that's what we're talking about, thank you. You know, and then I just left that. And next thing I knew, she put that on her podcast. So it was just so cool. It was just like, I don't know, it's just so brilliant.
I mean, that's kind of interesting. I mean, that's the beauty of the podcast. You can do it about anything you want. And there's no fear of production value or...
Well, and especially with this app because... It's the easiest way to make a podcast. When you're done, it uploads it to iTunes. It uploads it to Spotify. It uploads it to 13 other places. Stitcher, Podbean.
How are they
generating
any revenue, though?
I don't know. That's... Because they hire people. They're actually hiring people.
Oh, they're so they probably hire professional podcasters at some point or something?
They might. I don't know how they make money because it's not like they put any ads in there.
Are there ads playing in between when it's live on yours, maybe?
Mm-mm.
No?
That's the crazy thing. I don't know how they do it.
There's got to be something there. They wouldn't just give it away for free. Nobody does that.
Maybe they do it first.
No.
Yes.
Who's funding their service?
Like free for like first do it for free?
And then
where's
it
being
know.
Well, it comes at like where's it being hosted? Like
well, for instance, Bitstrips when they first came out, Bitstrips that was free and they totally did it, but then they hooked up with Facebook
yeah,
and they got paid.
Bigger.
And then they stopped the original website that Bitstrips was on and I'm like,
is this still on Facebook too?
Dude, we made you what you are and now you're quitting this website. So now it's Facebook. I think it's on Facebook where you
is
can
it?
Like make oh, and they also have like an app. They have an app so you can make little emojis and send them to people.
Oh, I didn't know.
But so eventually those guys found out a way to make money. Now Anchor, I don't know how the heck that'd actually be something I could ask these guys.
Let's do a quick Google search and see what it comes up with.
How does Anchor make money? Yeah, that's a good question. But it's incredible because it's just opened up these creativity to so many people that might not otherwise have been able, you know. Because I know before the reason why I wasn't doing a podcast was because I'm like, I just don't want to put the effort into, like, having to edit this thing. You know, if I need a special microphone or I don't know what equipment I need or where what site do I put it on. And so that was the longest time. I just didn't want to do that. And then once Lawrence...
So it says they... what about Lawrence?
And then Lawrence told me about Anchor. And it was just called... You know, it said... What got me was it said the easiest way to podcast. And I said, okay, I need to know more about this. And
So they got 10 million from a Series A funding led by GV, which is Google Ventures, bringing its total raise to about 15 million. And they have a bunch of different people participating. We built the product to be the easiest way to create, share, and interact with audio. We're seeing more and more regular people jump in and start creating audio. Anchor also has the rights to music tracks through partnerships with Apple and Spotify. It's not just the Anchor platform. Everything can be posted on Apple. So Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and device like Alexa. If you play music on Spotify, I think Spotify generates money. So they're making money probably off the other things, like Apple, Spotify, and Google Play. Doesn't really explain it any further than that, though.
That's the other cool thing, too.
But Anchor is still a while away from becoming a full-fledged business. It's not generating revenue yet. Anchor is working on a plan that would allow both the startup and its creators to make money from the content. Okay. So far, Anchor has primarily gained users through word of mouth, like you're doing. New funding will help it further expand its team. I'm guessing it's going to say something like, you know, like how Patreon set up, where it's like a dollar to help keep my podcast going, right? So I'm guessing they're probably aiming for some angle like that. You'd pay a dollar to keep listening to a podcast that your friend is doing that you like, just like you'd pay a dollar to Patreon to keep your friend's Patreon alive, right? If you can't afford a dollar a month, something's wrong, right? And then, you know, if you see 10 good podcasts, fucking don't buy your Starbucks for the week. You could spend $8 a month on something you like. I spend $20. Now, I think I'm down to like 15 now. But, you know, at one point I was spending $20 a month on Patreon artists just supporting them for a dollar. So that's 20 different artists.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's doable, right? So I think I went down to 15 because 5 of those people weren't posting anything. And I was like, I'm just pushing money towards you. You're not doing... You got to reciprocate, man. If I give you a dollar a month, I'm giving you a dollar so you keep creating work. If you're not creating the work, then why am I giving you a dollar?
Right, right.
So I put them on hold.
Well, I guess if they're given $10 million, they can live a little bit before that they need to start regenerating
money. That's probably the money that they use for the servers that are hosting all this stuff. Like, your stuff's not being saved. It's being saved on your computer when you download it, right? But it's not being saved on your phone permanently. It's being stored.
Yeah, luckily this is not saved on my phone. So anything I'm doing, I mean, geez, I've done, I don't know how many hours.
It's being stored on a server somewhere. So that 10 million probably went towards a server somewhere. Not saying all of it.
That makes sense.
If you're only one person, if a bunch of you guys are doing this, then that server's going to eat up space fast. It probably already has.
Well, and what's interesting too is that you can go, you can, when you want to make a podcast, you can do little segments here and there, and then you can choose files of either messages that people left you and even files that you've already put on other things too, so you can just bring back other stuff, which is crazy.
Well, I'm guessing at some point they're going to say pay as a content creator, you have to pay X to have access to your content.
Do you, at some point you think you might do something like that?
I mean, they can do it for cheap, right? You would pay $2 a month to maintain your account.
Yeah.
You pay $5 a month to maintain your account.
Don't do this.
No, I'm not saying he's going to do it. Saying that's what Anchor is probably going to do. They're going to say, you've recorded. They're going to give you a price point for a monthly. They're essentially doing all the hosting. They're essentially doing all the recording. Yeah, can you give me like a Coke or something?
Oh, actually, I think the beers are right here. But thank you, though. Do you want one of these Angry Orchards? Alan?
No.
Delicious. Do you want one of these?
Sure, I'll have one.
Yeah, they're delicious.
She can't have one.
Thank you. Angry Orchard, sure.
Alan, do you not want me to get you something else?
This is good.
Delicious.
I've never... Oh, this
you
is the
like
rest.
Those? Yeah, my favorite flavor.
What I was saying is like...
Pairing glass with beer.
Yeah.
And one of the beer reps was describing the malty sweetness of this beer, and I said, "That's perfect, Carlo. You're my malty sweetness." That's her new nickname, my malty sweetness.
My malty sweetness.
Really good.
Isn't that great?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. What a great way to describe your significant other. Oh, my malty sweetness. Oh, my malty sweetness has arrived. I love it. That's great. So what works best with what beer?
Is this the camera? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're recording here.
Alan Funt is going to hop out from that tree, yeah.
What food works good with what beer?
Yeah, what did you discover? What did you learn in that session?
That beer goes really good with other beer.
Yeah. Beer goes really good.
It goes really good with other beer, yes.
Oh, yeah. Beer definitely goes good with other beer. That's the main takeaway of this, of the whole thing.
Goes good with every beer.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's another good one for you.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite beer is? The one in my hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. The one in my hand.
The one in my hand. That's my favorite.
That actually sounds like one of those t-shirts you get, like, in on Venice Boulevard, where they got all the souvenir t-shirts.
Where they had the guy playing his guitar and his rollerblades, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My favorite beer is the one in my hand. Oh my God, it was amazing. He told the whole town of Hollywood that he was in a blues band. It was so great. It was just waking them up. They're like, what? Chicago blues band? He was just mystifying them.
Legend in my own mind.
Yes. Oh yeah. Legend in my own mind.
Famous
my Uncle Arnie used to say
in small circles.
Oh yeah.
That's why I told my friends in there. I was like, oh, look, you're... I'm like, I'm famous in small circles.
I'm famous in small... That's a great way of putting it.
Yep. Technically, that's where
yes.
I lie.
And then... How you doing? Holy cow, dude. Oh my God. I haven't seen you since the last time. It's so good seeing you, dude.
You too,
oh my God, look
good?
At this little one. Hi, you got a tattoo already. I like your Mickey Mouse tattoo.
How you been, man?
Good. How have you been?
Good.
Holy cow.
Living the dream.
Yeah. What's your job? What do you do?
I work at Costco. Optical manager at Costco.
Do you enjoy your job?
I love it.
Oh, that's great. How long have you been working there?
12 years.
And what are your hobbies? What are your passions and talents? Like, what do you like to do outside of there?
I enjoy watching sports.
Oh, by the way, you're on my podcast.
Yes. I enjoy watching sports. I try to play guitar. And my kids.
That's great.
All six of them. Well, five, but one on the way.
You got holy cow, six kids. Amazing. Wow, man. You got like the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
But just from one's...
19... 14, 2 8-year-olds, 2-year-old, and one on the way.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Hi.
You say hello?
Look at that smile. Hi, how you doing? So what's that like having kids?
It's amazing. It's fun because you get to see everything again for the first time. You get to see everything through their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
It's
that's
great.
Incredible. Oh yeah. So what do you like to do? What do you like to do outside of work?
Pretty much watch sports. I like to play my guitar once in a while. And my kids.
And then so for your guitar, for what? How long have you been playing?
Been trying for about 3 years now.
Do you have favorite songs you like to play?
I can't play any yet. I'm still working on the chords and slow going, but it's a good stress reliever.
What are some of your favorite chords to play?
I like the G chord. I'm not really well versed just yet, but working on it.
There are a few of those chords. I mean, you know, it's so interesting. Like a lot of those punk bands, they're just three chords all the time. You know, and that's all it is. G, C, D is a good chord combination. A, D, and E. That's a really good chord combination. What do they call it? The 1-4-5 method. They call it the 1-4-5. So it's let's say if you were to go, A is number one. So it's A, B, C, D. So A, D, E. So those would be good. A, D, E. Let's say if you start with C. So it's C, D, E, F, and then G. So C, F, and G. Those are good.
Okay.
So it's that. It's this kind of chord style that's grown throughout the years. It's a very simple way to kind of very easily make songs.
Okay.
Have you played around enough to kind of make up some simple riffs or anything?
Not really. The last riff that I was somewhat proficient at was Pretty Woman. The opening riff from
That's
Pretty
great.
Woman. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, decided to try and play it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Say hello. Can you say hello? Say hello. No.
So what does everyone in your family like to do? What do you guys like to do together?
We like to try. Definitely like to travel. Kids are big into sports and cheerleading and gymnastics and just being together. It's fantastic. My second marriage. My first wife passed away about 5 years ago.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear
Thank
that.
Thank you. Met my current wife. She has two sons from a previous marriage. So we have her two, my twin daughters, little Abigail, who's ours together, and yet to be determined what his name is, but he's due October 1st.
Oh, that's so great.
Yes, I can.
Abigail's
wait.
A great name. I always like the more classic names.
Yes.
Abigail, Elizabeth, like those kinds of... Mm-hmm. Those kinds of, like, I don't know how else to explain it, but something that you'd read, like, maybe in a Charles Dickens novel
right.
or something.
We didn't
want
to go
you know?
Super mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to be a little more classic.
And yeah.
This is my daughter, Taylor.
Why, hello there. I'm Kurt. Nice to meet you. Hi, Taylor. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm good.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8. What do you like to do? What are some of your favorite things?
Play outside.
Oh, play outside. Now, are you one of the gymnastics people he was talking about earlier? Do you like to do gymnastics?
Yeah.
Really? What are some of your favorite gymnastics things that you like to do?
Cartwheels.
Cartwheels. I love the cartwheels. What about, do you do flips? Do you do any flips yet?
No.
Not yet. Once you're on a bouncing floor, you know, a lot of times they'll have bouncing floors at schools. Whoa, you can really get the flips going. Do you like to do somersaults?
No, not really.
Somersaults? No, you don't do them?
Not a lot.
What about, okay, so cartwheels you like. Do you do the round-offs? Round-offs are very close to cartwheels.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. You do round-offs. Why, hello there. Holy cow, we got another one. And what is your name?
Brianna.
Why, hello, Brianna. And do you like, gosh, you ladies have such bright, awesome colored shirts right now. This is great. So do you like to do gymnastics, too?
Yes.
And what are some of your favorite tricks that you like to do?
I like to do somersaults and handstands and cartwheels.
Oh, the handstands. Ooh, I forgot to ask you. Do you like the handstands?
Yeah.
Ooh, the handstands. Handstands and cartwheels. Do you do any flips yet?
No.
No flips. No flips yet.
Are you a flyer? Are you a flyer?
I'm a flyer.
What is that? Tell me more.
So you get lifted in the sky and... You could do, like, cradles or baskets.
Amazing. So all of your gymnastics friends, how many of them are there that help you out with being a flyer?
Brianna helps me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a back spot, a fun spot, and then a base.
Gotcha. So the two of you work together a lot with your gymnastics?
Yeah.
And do you go to a separate place to do your gymnastics, or how does that work?
Go to the village.
The village hall.
The village hall.
And do cheerleading.
And we do cheerleading there.
Oh, cheerleading.
Mm-hmm. We do stunts.
Wow.
Were you in a parade today?
We were in a parade.
What the heck? What kind of parade?
A cheerleading parade.
Really? So you were doing your cheering out there in a parade? Was that a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was an hour long.
It was an hour long of just doing just straight gymnastics?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get tired?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't get tired, huh?
Uh-uh.
You didn't get tired, but you got tired?
Yeah.
So what kind of crazy stuff were you doing during the parade? I mean, gosh, that must have been a lot of stuff.
We were singing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah?
Like, yell, pride.
Did you have to do cartwheels during the parade? Anything?
No. It was cartwheels. On the street.
Okay, so you were on the street.
Yeah, it was too hard for me. I can't...
Too hard to do cartwheels on the street,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you need pads, right?
Yeah.
It's good to have the pads. Do you have the big crash pads? Like the tall ones?
No.
No, you haven't used those? Just like smaller ones? Yeah. Some of those floors, they have a bouncy material to them. Have you ever been on those?
No.
No? Have you ever been on a... It's like a bouncy thing. How would you describe that? You know, in high school they had them. It was like, and then it had a bounce.
Yeah.
And you, boom, and you go
like
over
a, like a platform, like a springboard.
Yeah. Oh, springboard. Do they have springboards where you're at?
No.
No springboards?
No.
Someday you'll have those. If you continue down this path, someday you'll know what I'm talking about. and you'll probably go over the... Do you know what the pommel horse is? The pommel horse?
No.
That's, have you ever seen the people jump on that? They go, bow, and then they jump onto a, like a, like a plat, it's like a wooden thing, and then they flip over it. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, I've seen it on TV.
Oh, you have? You've seen it on TV?
Yeah, and, one of the cheerleading team, they're doing, like, flips on the thing that we're using to do, like, stretches and stuff, and they're, like, doing flips and cartwheels and somersaults.
Incredible. Incredible. You two are amazing. What else? What else do you like doing? What do you like doing? What other things do you like doing in addition to gymnastics?
I like doing stunting.
Stunts? Mm-hmm. Ooh, like what kind? What kind?
Like we get in our groups and we start. And they lift me up. And...
Oh, they lift you up?
Mm-hmm.
How high do they lift you up in the air? Like this high?
Like this.
Like how high up in the air? How?
About this high.
Yeah. So you're about this high?
This, and then the fire steps on my leg.
Okay.
So on my leg, like that.
And then I take her leg.
Oh, interesting.
The other person takes her leg.
Okay, so you got one leg like this, and then this is up there, and then the other, there's another leg here?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? And then you stand on the other one?
The leg is right here.
Okay. Okay, and then you're like, you're one foot's here, one foot's there. Okay, okay, good, good, good. All right, so that's okay. I'm visualizing it. So then you stand on there, and then what happens next?
Then we kind of... Then the next one is that we go like this. Halfway, like this. And then we go up to here, and then we go up to here.
Oh, so you're... What, is she standing on your hands?
Yeah.
You're standing on the hands?
Yeah, we go like this.
So you're like way up here. You're like way up here. Holy cow, what's it like to be that high up in the air?
Scary.
Yeah? Do they have a lot of pads down there to make sure?
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying no, but you're saying yes.
Wait, you're... Pads.
You're saying no. Wait. Well, what kind of pad?
Grass.
Grass?
And then you're a little scared when you do this?
Yeah. And we went to Jacob's High School, and then they had a pad, right?
Yes, inside they had a pad.
Oh. Okay, so after you do your tricks, how do you feel then? Do you feel pretty good about yourself?
Uh-huh.
Like, holy cow, look what I did. I pulled it off. I did it.
Yeah, it's very kind of...
Wow. Because think about it. Not many people can do that, right? Not many people have the courage to do something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's
pretty cool. So what do you like best about... I'll go with you first. What do you like best about gymnastics?
I like walking on the beams.
Oh, yeah? And then what do you like best?
I like all of it.
You like all of it. Oh, that's a good answer. Do you think someday you'll be in the Olympics?
Yeah, maybe.
I love that. That's great. Holy moly. Wouldn't that be great if both of you were in the Olympics someday?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. Wow, I am speaking to future Olympians right now. You are future Olympians, and I'm speaking to you right now. This is astounding. How crazy would that be? They become future Olympians, and we can always have this podcast that's recorded where we can say, here's this interview that we did with you two. That would just be amazing. And then you two in your future, when you're our age, you can listen back on it and go, oh my gosh, that's me when I was little, and we were out there at Pottawatomie Park. That's amazing. What time? I'm going to ask your dad a couple of questions real quick. What town do you guys live in?
Carpentersville.
How far away is that from where we're at?
About 25 miles.
Do you have, when I think of Carpentersville, I mean, I just think of a lot of, do you have a lot of trees around you? I don't know why I'm thinking about this. Yeah?
Yes, there's a lot of wooded area.
It's we're in the newer part of Carpentersville. Carpentersville has been around for probably 60 some years, so we're in a little bit newer area, so the trees are a little bit less, which is nice for yard maintenance, leaf raking, and
oh,
things like
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But yeah.
Is there a lot of tree climbing going on? Do you two like climbing trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have good trees in your yards that you can climb in?
No,
where do you usually go to climb your favorite trees?
We go to the park.
Yeah. Yeah. And does your dad supervise you?
We don't do it a bunch, but sometimes we do it when our cousin's over.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh my goodness, you guys. Holy moly, this is an honor. What's your name again?
Taylor,
I'm Kurt. Pleasure to meet you, Taylor. Holy moly, great interview. What's your name again?
Brianna,
I'm Kurt. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for talking. Thank you so much. Holy cow, we have 30 seconds left. I have to end this now.